Full-time score here at the Roe Valley was Limerick Valley 20, City of Derry 8. Limerick Valley outscored City of Derry there by 3-1. In quite an abrasive game with it, a lot of, how could you say, early season injuries in the first 15 or 20 minutes. But certainly it was a second half that was great. Up until half time, it was 3-0. That was a penalty by the Derry out half, Alec McDonald. But he had a chance just before half time to nail another one. But unfortunately, he didn't do that. But I mean, it didn't really change the game that much. The first half, both sides were sort of had opportunities inside the 22, but the handling and I think early season pressure was getting to them. But anyway, the teams turned around at half time. But then in the second half, you have to say that the home side started to put on pressure. 45 minutes into the second half, they had a penalty which they kicked to 5 metres. They then over the line 3-4 times. On about the fourth time that they recycled, they spread it very, very quickly out left, and their winger Ryan McGee, he got over in the corner, and that made it 5-3. So that was the start of the revival for Limerick Valley. Just before the hour mark, more pressure, got a penalty, and wisely they decided to take the penalty, and out half Ben Howe, he slotted over. So that was 8-3 to Limerick Valley at that stage. And then 67 minutes, 58 minutes then, there was a yellow card to the Derry Hooker, Diamond O'Kane. At the right half, Ben Howe, he then had, as I said, he kicked the penalty. But then there was a brilliant piece of play by Limerick Valley and their big number 8, Sam Maggie, who for me would have been the man of the match. He beat a couple of players. Big, tall guy with a ball in one hand. He dived over to post. Howe converted 15-3. And, you know, Limerick Valley obviously were feeling a lot more confident. They then extended their lead on 67 minutes whenever there was more Derry pressure, and they tried to run the ball out of their 22. Skipper Davy Graham, he tried to kick the ball. It ricocheted off Sunday, and Limerick Valley fullback Brenton Mox was well positioned to dive on the ball. So that extended the lead, their third try, to 20-3. Derry then hit back on 73 minutes when there was a charge down kick, and Mark Scott, their wing forward, who was very impressive throughout, he managed to get the touchdown. So that was the final end of the scoring. A game which I think that Derry will look back and think, you know, they had opportunities, they ran the ball reasonably well, but this Limerick Valley team, who have about 3 or 4 more players to join them, looked very, very impressive. And certainly, you know, in the second half, they put it up to Derry, and they did it well. So, as I said, that's now 2 victories for Limerick Valley at the start of this championship too. From City of Derry's point of view, the defeats of last year continue. They've now lost their 2 opening games, and certainly they'll have to get back to the drawing board and see what they can do, because, you know, another defeat in the next couple of games, and you're really staring at problems for the season. Not necessarily relegation, but you're going to be fighting every game. And I don't know what other players have to come into this Derry side at the moment. But certainly from what I saw today, fitness-wise, I would question. But certainly, lack of effort, they tried hard. They had opportunities, they didn't take them. Limerick Valley had opportunities, then they took them. And it could have been, I think, a few more tries either way. But however, Championship 2 here today at the Roe Valley, a second win for Limerick Valley in the league, and it was Limerick Valley 20, City of Derry 8.